The Bottleneck. Once, there was a poor family. They were so poor that they had to live in an attic. They had an old bird's cage, and it had a jar at the bottom. The jar didn't have a body, but it had a mouth. It was standing upside down and was used as a water bucket for the bird.
Beep, beep.
The bird in the cage sang a song. Her voice was so pretty.
Bird, I wish I could sing like you.
The jar envied the bird's voice.
A long time ago, I used to sing as you do.
In the past, before she was broken, the nickname of the jar was Skylark. When people opened the mouth of the jar, they heard the pop sound as a song.
But look, it was not just a song.
The jar told her the story about how she came to the poor attic. She remembered when she went on a picnic with the old Furrier family. It was the day of the ceremony when one pretty daughter of the Furrier got engaged.
I still remember the day as vividly as yesterday.
She told her about when she was put in the middle of flames, and she talked about when she fell on the ground and when she was trapped in the mud. The jar kept talking, but the bird kept singing.
Peep, peep. Don't you think my story is interesting?
The bird didn't answer and kept singing. The jar started to talk again. She talked about the story when she traveled around the world. She told how she came to the Furrier's hands and also a love story of a couple.
I never stopped my journey.
It was true that the jar never stopped its journey. She went to France and America. At last, the jar happened to come back to the house of the Furrier's daughter. The jar wanted to be a really important water bucket for the poor Furrier's daughter. But the jar couldn't recognize that the old lady was the Furrier's pretty daughter. As time went by, she grew old. Maybe the jar could remember only the first time when she met the daughter.